Listening Library presents Gregor and the Curse of the Warmbloods by Suzanne Collins. Read for you by Paul Bamer. Part 1. The Plague. Chapter 1. Gregor stared in the bathroom mirror for a minute, steeling himself. Then he slowly unrolled the scroll and held the handwritten side up to the glass. In the reflection, he read the first stanza of a poem entitled The Prophecy of Blood. As usual, the lines made him feel sick to his stomach. There was a knock on the door. "Boots has to go," he heard his 8-year-old sister Lizzie say. Gregor released the top of the scroll, and it snapped into a roll. He quickly stuck it in the back pocket of his jeans and pulled his sweatshirt down to conceal it. He hadn't told anyone about this new prophecy yet, and didn't intend to until it was absolutely necessary. A few months ago, right around Christmas, he had returned home from the Underland, a dark, war-torn world miles beneath New York City. It was home to giant talking rats, bats, spiders, cockroaches, and a variety of other oversized creatures. There were humans there, too, a pale-skinned, violet-eyed people who had traveled underground in the 1600s and built the stone city of Regalia. The Regalians were probably still debating whether Gregor was a traitor or a hero. On his last trip, he had refused to kill a white baby rat called the Bane. For many Underlanders, that was unforgivable because they believed...